From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It's the third day of a major offensive to retake the Taliban stronghold of Marja in southern Afghanistan. U.S. Marine and Afghan forces have faced sporadic rocket and mortar fire today, and several gun battles have erupted as insurgent sniper teams attack. But NATO Commander General Stanley McChrystal says the militaries are working well together.
While this is an Afghan-led operation, I think it highlights the special partnership that we've developed that I'm very proud of.
Meanwhile, McChrystal has apologized to Afghan President Hamid Karzai for the deaths of 12 civilians in a rocket attack. He has also suspended use of the rockets. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today that the U.S. believes Iran is becoming a military dictatorship. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard is supplanting the government of Iran, the supreme leader, the president, the parliament, Clinton said. Adding, Iran is moving toward a military dictatorship. That is our view. Clinton was speaking in a televised meeting with students in the Persian Gulf state of Qatar. It was the first time a senior official in the Obama administration expressed this view publicly. Clinton said the U.S. would not stand idly by while Tehran pursues a suspected nuclear weapons program, but she denied the U.S. is planning to attack Iran. She said the Obama administration would like to see the international community support the imposition of tough economic sanctions on Iran. Clinton is on a four-day trip to the Arab states of the Persian Gulf, seeking their support for increased pressure on Iran. Later on Monday, she will fly to Saudi Arabia, where she is expected to meet with King Abdullah. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Dubai.
Parts of the South are getting another blast of winter weather today. Snow is falling in parts of Alabama and could move into Alabama this morning, or rather Atlanta this morning. The National Weather Service says northern Alabama could see up to 3 inches, while northwest Georgia could get 2 to 4. A similar storm late last week canceled thousands of flights. Toyota says it is still deciding whether its president will appear before Congress when he travels to the United States. Toyota's reputation has been battered after recalling 8.5 million vehicles in the past 4 months. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Toyota said details for company president Akio Toyoda's trip were still being worked out. Toyota has said he plans to go to the U.S. mainly to talk with his company's workers and dealers there. Today, Toyota released a February 9th letter to the U.S. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. It said that its tests had found that electronic control systems were not to blame for reports of unexpected acceleration in its cars. The letter promised Toyota would investigate the matter further. Toyota also said today that by year's end, it will modify Toyota and Lexus braking systems. That way, if you step on the brakes and accelerator at the same time, the brakes get priority. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. The death toll in today's train crash in Belgium is unclear. Belgian rail officials say more than 20 people may have been killed, but other officials say the toll is lower than that. Two commuter trains collided head-on at rush hour in a suburban Brussels train station. Local television video shows the two trains crushed together with their front ends suspended in the air. The first alpine skiing and snowboarding competitions of the 2010 Winter Olympics are scheduled today. Weather's been a challenge at the venues for both events, but Olympic organizers are optimistic that the competitions will take place as planned. From Whistler, British Columbia, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Soggy and foggy conditions this weekend force postponement of the men's downhill and women's super combined, as well as required training runs for the women's downhill. That kept American Lindsey Vonn off the slopes, but she's used the time to heal an injured shin, and she says she's ready for the rescheduled practice runs Monday. Also rescheduled Monday is the men's downhill competition, which features Americans Bodie Miller and Ted Ligety. Miller is trying to add to his two silver medals from the 2002 Games, as well as make up for bad behavior and poor performances at other Olympics. Snowboarders begin their Olympic competition with men's snowboard cross. Elsewhere in the mountain venues, the women's luge events begin, and Americans seek more breakthrough medals on the cross-country course. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Whistler.
Last night's NBA All-Star Game at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas, set a record for the most attended basketball game ever. A crowd of 108,713 people filled the stadium. Dwayne Wade earned MVP honors in the East 141-139 victory. This is NPR News.